Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. To bring in the new year, there is new leadership on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During today's county meeting, the board selected District Number 1 Commissioner Sammy Corey as chair. He represents the townships of Brookfield, Fairhaven, Sebewing, and the villages of Sebewing and Owendale. He replaces Commissioner Mary Babcock as chair. The board selected District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn as vice chair, and he represents the townships of Chandler, Colfax, Meade, and Oliver, as well as the village of Elkton. There was also another change. Approval was given to remove the restriction of only allowing the first public comment segment limited to agenda items only. The change now allows any topic to be discussed during the first public comment during the meeting. Also, the board decided that meetings will remain the same. Commissioner meetings will continue to be conducted in the 305 boardroom in the Huron County building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. The board will continue to meet at 9 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month and on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. However, because of some holidays, the board will meet on the next Wednesday instead. And Hemlock Public School District is recognizing its 7-member Board of Education this month as part of a statewide effort to honor school board service across Michigan. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck emphasized the demanding nature of board service, noting that members dedicate extensive time to meetings, school functions, and professional development. Statewide, Michigan board members have completed over 7,500 hours of training to stay current with educational challenges. In Hemlock, board members shoulder considerable responsibilities. They manage an $18 million annual budget, oversee operations affecting nearly 1,300 students and 200 employees, and maintain 4 school facilities. Their duties extend beyond monthly meetings to include setting educational vision, shaping policies, and making long-term decisions about academics and finances. The district plans to formally honor the board at its January 7 meeting and encourages community members to express appreciation to the volunteers. Board members include Matt Wesner, Dr. Catherine Ellison, Kimberly Hupner, Jamie Rivett, David Messing, Lindsay Carey, and Callie Barrent. Dr. Killingbeck noted that while board members typically work without fanfare, their commitment strengthens public education and supports the district democratic mission of quality schooling for all children. In the Thumb Broadcasting's first broadcast basketball game of 2026 is coming up this Wednesday between Caro Tigers and the EPBP Lakers. The WLAW-WHST broadcast regular season schedule will be starting January 7th, 2026. For the full season schedule, visit thumbnet.net. We'll get to our national and international news right after the sponsor message from Courtney Manor.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news. Termination of South Sudan TPS protection. Effective today, January 5th, the Department of Homeland Security has officially terminated temporary protection status, or TPS, for nationals of South Sudan. This decision, announced late last year, affects approximately 210 individuals currently residing in the United States. Affected residents must now seek alternative legal status or prepare for voluntary departure to avoid deportation proceedings. And in our international news, Syria launches new currency to combat inflation. The Syrian government has introduced a new pound currency that removes several zeros and eliminates the images of the al-Assad family. This move is part of an economic reform package aimed at simplifying transactions and restoring public trust in the financial system. Economists are watching closely to see if the redenomination can curb the country's chronic hyperinflation. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.